This is Vincent Irene with Blast Furnace Radio. This is the second part of our interview about the elections in Iraq. Again, we are here at the Jimmy Stewart Museum interviewing Abbas Ali. Abbas, the elections have happened. Some of the results are starting to come in. And what do you think of the results?
So far, the results gave the United Iraqi Alliances the biggest spot in the on the Constitutional Assembly, followed by Kurdish minority on the Prime Minister list, the Accord list, National Accord list.
Who is
Ayad Allawi?
Who's he?
He is the Prime Minister, appointed Prime Minister by Bremer. And previously, he used to be an active member of the Ba'ath Party and one of the most senior members of Hanin organization in the Ba'ath Party, responsible for assassinating opposition group on leftists.
So he is not someone who recently got elected?
No, he is right now the third, according to the election result, about 16% of the vote he got.
Who are the United Iraqi Alliance?
The United Iraqi Alliance is a collection of various political and religious groups who thought that by participating in the election, the occupation will end.
Now, are they the in other words, not an individual, but a group got elected this time?
It is a group, about more than six, seven groups in this list. All of them, they have different ideologies, different background. They are Muslim, Christian, Arabs, Kurd, and Turkmen.
Now, the United Iraqi Alliance talked about a timetable for withdrawal.
There is a timetable for the withdrawal, but I don't think that will happen soon, because even if they are going to be the majority and they are going to have a government over there largely determined by them, the Alawi group and the minority group would not like the foreign occupation to end.
And so even though they, the people who were elected, have set up a timetable, George Bush Ford days later said there is no such thing as a timetable in Iraq.
You know politics, and you have been in it, an active member in the community and political organization across the nation. Power mostly dictate what is going to happen. In Iraq, even though the people's wishes have been ignored for a long time, and this time also is going to be ignored.
Okay, one of the platform positions was a job for every Iraqi.
If things are going to go smoothly, and if the transitional government is going to have the freedom to decide what is good for the Iraqis, that is a possibility.
The second plank of their platform was to write off the Iraqi debts. What are the Iraqi debts?
This is a huge amount. It took place around 1990s, and because of United Nations sanction against Iraq, United States introduced a resolution in the United Nations Security Council forcing Iraq to pay money to countries that was affected when Iraq invaded Kuwait. And this right now, large amount, about 70% of such debt was originated by the United States to compensate Kuwaiti, Saudi, Israeli, and others.
So the debt they're talking about is the debt that is owed because of what Saddam did?
It's true.
Okay, the third point, and not the only ones, mind you, on this platform, is that the oil wealth of Iraq is supposed to be used for economic development.
That is, I think, a dream. If the Iraqi people are not going to have their freedom, it will be impossible to achieve this objective.
But that's what was voted for.
The people voted, the people participated in the election thinking that will take place. But as things are going right now, the elected government, which is going to be established in the near future, will be paralyzed and will be not allowed to make any major decisions that affect the interests of the occupational powers.
Who is
Al-Mahdi? Al-Mahdi is, you're talking about the army. It is a militia organized by a very popular or grassroots organization called Sadr Movement. And the objective at that time when it was established is to protect major Iraqi installation and the religious and cultural establishments in Iraq.
Now, all of that said, what we got on the American news, what we got on the corporate media news, is that there were dancing in the streets, but why would people be dancing in the streets if the planks of their platform of the people who were elected are going to be ignored and squashed?
The people had hope, and most of them thought that by engaging in the election and in the election process, their wishes and their aspiration are going to be respected. Therefore, it was their enthusiasm and their hopes that led them to do that. In addition, there are some people who are from minority, Kurdish minority. They thought it is the right time right now to exercise their will and to dictate on the Iraq to the Iraqi people how things should be done.
So if you ask the average American who won the election and what were their positions, they wouldn't know. So let me ask you, who won the election?
United Iraqi Alliances.
And what's going to happen when these people find out that none of their planks are going to be adhered to?
They are going to be marginalized, and people are going to be disappointed. And all the election process and the concept of the election will be discredited.
So then there will be another election and there will be time for the U.S. government to make sure they're not re-elected?
That is possibility when this election this year, by the end of this year, is going to take place. There will be a lot of wheeling and dealing behind the scene, which will dictate what might happen. However, this might lead to civil war as the majority of the Iraqi people reject and do not agree with what is going on right now, and they are looking for their freedom and liberty.
The civil war will be between who and who?
The civil war is going to be between the majority of the Iraqi people who they like to have their freedom and dignity, and those who benefit from the occupation and the existence of foreign power in Iraq.
Now, of course, George Bush and the gang thought that because of the election that the terrorist attacks, the car bombing would stop, but it's not. Why hasn't it stopped?
Most of the terrorists are coming from outside Iraq, and most of them are either incited or are encouraged to do that, and some of the other activities are facilitated. The objective of terrorists is to kill the will of the Iraqi people and to destroy their determination to have their own freedom and dignity.
Again, a lot of people would liken the terrorists to the Zapatistas or to revolutionaries who are trying to free the country. And so you're saying that the analogy between them and freedom fighters is not true?
Most of the activities, of the terrorist activities, are directed against the Iraqi people, the economic installation. No Iraqi or anyone who is patriotic would benefit from this. The only people who benefit from this are the foreign forces, Saudi regime, Jordanian regime, and to some extent might be the Egyptian and Syrian regimes.
So the Iraqi people are fighting the insurrectionists, they're fighting the people who benefited by Saddam and the U.S. being in power, and they are also fighting the Kurds who cooperated with the U.S. government all along. And so, when the majority is against all of this, I mean, where is this all going to go? Is it just going to be more of the same?
I think it's going to be more suffering, more bloodshed, and it might lead to demoralization, complete demoralization of the Iraqi people.
When I was in Baghdad for a brief time a year ago, I mean, I've never seen more, you know, determined people so to break their will. That just hasn't happened since 1990, and people seem pretty determined to somehow see their way out of this. Is there any way out of this hell?
Your descriptions of the Iraqi people is very accurate. And that might be the reason for the invasion, and that was the reason for 1991 attack on the economic sanctions. The Iraqi people are the most moralized people, the more committed, and the more theological people, and they are hardworking. Therefore, they were targeted to be demoralized and to be marginalized.
So that's why a friend of mine is very much against his name's Mayor, is very much against the U.S. being there. That's why he held out with the election, because they're just grabbing at anything to get out of this occupation and to see an end.
Most of the people thought that the election is going to lead to the end of the occupation, to the existence of foreign forces. The hope is still there, but the fear is also still there.
Thank you, Abbas, again. This is Vincent Irene in Indiana, Pennsylvania, for Blast Furnace Radio.
Thank you very much.